So yesterday I was manscaping, right? And
we gonna put this shit out. I don't care, nigga.
So I'm sitting there and I'm manscaping. And then when I finished, I went to go reach for my sweat shorts. Because when I'm home, I wear sweat shorts with no drawers.
Okay.
Because I'm at home.
You let the ball piece swing.
And it was a big ass prehistoric armadillo looking bug on my sweat shorts.
Ah, damn.
So then I'm like, oh fuck.
One of the big ass roly poly sets?
Mm-mm. This nigga had like a flat, hard back.
This nigga looked like a Pokemon.
Yeah, he looked like Sandshrew. Not Andrew, Sandshrew. So then.
Either way, it's ugly.
Either way, it was a big motherfucker. Let me tell you that. It was a big bitch. So then I grabbed my shoe and I was like, all right, bitch, it's me and you in this motherfucker, right?
This nigga about to have a crushed bug on his ball piece.
And I swing and the nigga flew away. I said,
wait, did he fly at you or did he just
never
like,
let him fly?
I don't know. He just disappeared.
Oh, like, see?
Like, I lifted up the shoe. He was gone. And then all I heard was... And I was like... Oh.
Did you have the door closed?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So now...
See, that'd be the shit where I just leave the room. It's your room now. You got it.
No. You got to catch him because when you go to sleep, he's going to have a feel.
Nigga, I'm not going to sleep. It's his room.
He moved in. I'm moving to Freeport. So now...
Take a tilted couch.
I'm just swinging... I just fucking bug with my dick out. I'm just, woo! And this nigga's bobbing and weaving. This nigga's good. He was training with Floyd for a minute. And then he had the
Floyd bug weather.
Then the nigga had the nerve to fucking charge at me.
Yeah, because you swinging on him.
And I dropped the shoe and I jabbed on some Mr. Miyagi shit. And I was like, Prop! And the nigga dropped.
Okay.
Wow.
And I stepped on him with my bare foot. And it was the most disgusting thing.
What kind of decisions he be making?
Son, it was on the fly.
You had a shoe.
Yeah, but I dropped it. And he flew away from the shoe the first time. So he saw it coming.
So instead of picking up the shoe,
I had to switch it up on him. Foot. I had to take another shower after that.
Yeah.
You had to throw your foot away.
Yeah, I didn't go out for the rest of the day. My day was over. This was like at 2 p.m.
That was a corona bug.
That's a fact. I'm
glad you caught that shit.
That was, yeah.
He almost caught me.
Yeah, never, when you're in the process of killing bugs, never let them leave the room.
I try to never let them leave my sight.
It was a full lockdown.
Those motherfuckers are way too fast.
Once you lose them, that's it.
Like, how the fuck we get new species of bug?
You'll wake up one day and that shit's on your forehead.
I had that happen one time where one of the, was a centipede? The shit with like 1,000 legs.
Wow. Yeah. Nah, I would have cried.
I woke up and the thing is, he wasn't on my face. I woke up and I lifted like my head and I turned. It was dark and I had a white pillowcase on my pillow. And all you saw was like a dark wave. So I'm thinking it's like an eye floater. And then I turned on the lights and he was there. And I was like, intro!
Oh, God.
Boom. And that's how you do an intro, nigga. On GarageBand. What's up? Put your ass in the air. Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. We are Ignite by Popular Demand. And this week, with me today, I got James.
I'm here.
Nigga, anyway. Jesus Christ.
I'm in the building.
That nigga was mad zone. Yeah.
I was.
He's like, are we talking?
chill. Let me live, guys.
Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Adventure Podcast. This is episode 82. Did I say that before?
Yeah. 82?
Yeah, 82. Yeah, it's 82.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
It's
83.
Yeah. Is it 83?
It's 82.
It's 82?
Last week was 81, remember?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I just want to say for the record, it's crazy that it was episode 81.
We were saying that, dog. But as always, it's the homebody homeboy. And I don't know if this episode is even going to come out because we're recording on GarageBand today. And because Lewis is off handling some business. And Lewis, you better fucking edit this shit. I'm going to tell the time that I walked inside you walked inside the studio.
Huh? You said, I walked inside you?
I walked inside you and you were holding a Roomba with your pants off.
Wait. Yep. You walked inside of Lou, and Lou was inside of Lou holding a Roomba with no pants.
That was the time we did shrooms. You guys weren't here yet. You was late. Yo,
is that? Yeah, I was doing geometry?
Nah.
It was shrooms and ayahuasca all together?
Yeah. We had a little protractor and all that.
Okay.
You don't want to see what Lou could do with a protractor.
I really don't.
You'll find your hypotenuse.
Yeah, Lou, stay away from my hypotenuse,
please. You
better
take that out, Lou.
I'm going to tell you, you got a loose hypotenuse.
Ugh.
But as always, with me today, I got James.
Yes, sir.
And I got Drum Foo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, that felt off.
Today is CJM Radio.
I'm never subscribing to that station. That station is getting pulled off the air.
Wow.
I'm
going
to tell you that. It's weird, though, not having Lewis here, because I don't think we've ever done a podcast with just the three of us, right?
Wait, when we did that one time. Oh, you're right.
He wasn't here either.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, that was Ant.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. Damn.
That was CJA Radio, right? CAGH or CAG?
CAG?
CAG. WCAG.
WCAG?
WCAG
Radio.
Wait, what's the W? I don't remember what that shit stands for.
No, I mean in
worldwide.
World. Okay. All right.
Worldwide. Yeah, isn't that
WWE?
Nuh-uh. But let me take my gum out.
No, keep your gum in.
Okay.
Nah, nigga, take that shit out.
Professionals.
Don't listen to me.
What's shorty from Power 105's name?
Angie Martinez.
Angelique.
She makes you
always complaining about everyone having
that's
gum.
That's true.
Because you definitely hear that shit in the mic.
You hear my...
I don't want to hear that. When I listen to a podcast, unless it's Asa Akira's podcast.
Ooh.
Then I expect mouth noises.
Oh, hey.
Wow.
Oh, my bad.
Wow. Chris over here reminiscing. He was like, I remember that one time me and Asa Akira had a whole night together. It was good shit.
You ever jerked off to an Asa podcast?
Nah.
Oh, me neither.
Somewhere in the world, somebody's doing that right now.
I'm sure someone has at some point.
Definitely.
Like, niggas definitely beat their meat to some weird shit. Like, there are definitely niggas out here that for sure have been like, yo, I'm going to beat my meat to this audio
to
podcast.
Audio.
It's probably not even some sexy shit. He just really, like, he's obsessed with this woman. It's just her regular ass voice. And he's just beating his meat to it.
Wait, are niggas they in jail? Nuts?
Huh?
Are they in jail?
I could probably excuse it in that.
I can excuse it.
Not even. Because they give you magazines and shit.
That's true.
I think.
I heard people getting shanked over magazines and posters and stuff.
Like, yo, if you get stabbed up over the latest
Hustler
magazine.
That's my magazine.
Wait, niggas don't even have, like, current magazines.
Like, King magazine.
Nigga got, like, 04.
Yeah.
The King
you
magazine.
Out there beating your meat to King magazine?
To Buffy the Body.
Fucking October 2008 with Bria Miles
Bro,
on the cover?
This is wild. This is what happens when you let your decisions get you to where you...
Hey, don't end up in jail, man.
Don't end up in jail.
Like, please don't.
Because you're going to be beating your meat around a lot.
Unless you do some, like, real wild dope shit.
Yeah, then go straight to jail.
Like, you do some, like, crazy, like, fucking string of bank heists and you end up in jail because of it?
Okay. All right.
Cool.
I understand that.
You live the interesting life. As long as you don't get hit with, like, some crazy amount of years. Like, you're doing 30 for that. Like, maybe you should have just got a regular job and just, like,
and just called
it
a
like
day.
Everyone
yeah.
else. Yeah.
Yeah, but now you're doing 30.
You go to jail for, like, white-collar crime, like, insider trading. Like, yeah, eat that. That's whatever. Yo, speaking of which.
Okay.
Rich people in China. I found this out earlier this week.
China.
Rich people in China, when they get arrested and they're sentenced to go to prison, they just pay someone to be their body double and go for them.
Oh
no, that's fucked up. All right, and
it's
then
a
y'all can't,
common practice.
Y'all can't get mad at us if we never mind.
Like that shit is wild.
What?
Yo, imagine. I wonder, like,
what
if that's your career, right? Just being a Chinese rich nigga's body double and serving prison sentences for people. Like, what's your yearly salary like?
But what's the point if you're in jail? What's the point of a salary? Because
you come out, you just got bread.
But then,
and then you gotta go back in again.
That makes me wonder if, like, their prison, like,
it's
for
harsh.
Rich people, is similar to our prisons for rich people. Where
oh,
it's not
I
that,
see. Where
it's
oh,
not
like
that
club,
serious.
Club fed.
Yeah, like you end up, and this is like, maybe I don't have the freedom to do whatever I want.
It probably depends what country you're in, though. If the country is like,
because you go to prison in Russia, no matter who the fuck you are, you end up in prison in Russia. That shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why rich Russian niggas just don't end up in prison.
I've seen documentaries on that shit. That shit does not look like.
I've seen the last season of Stranger Things. Shit's rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it was, they was feeding prisoners to demogorgons and shit.
Yo. niggas is wild.
Niggas
got whole alternate dimension yeah. monsters.
To fuck you up?
In the
send
one
me
here,
to solitary.
Yeah, please.
Take me to jail.
I'm fine with being the only monster in the room. I'm cool with that.
Ew. Wait, what? Did you just refer to yourself as a monster?
Yes.
In a room?
I thought he called himself Mustard.
Niggas put me in a room. It's just me and Lou. I'll be like, no, get me out of here.
This nigga brings in a Roomba.
Oh, he hears a low grumble.
Mad bass.
Ooh.
They throw you in this dark room, they close the door, and you hear, wait with the cone.
Oh, God, no!
Want to play a game?
No,
Lewis.
No, Lewis.
Let me see. Let me go through this docket. Let's see what we got here.
Yo, wait. Before we get to the docket, did you ever hear that in like places like the Philippines, if you... As soon as you get off the plane, they tell you, like, yo, no drugs, no doing drugs, or you'll die.
I thought he said no drugs. I was like, fine with me.
Like, that's, I know, yo, fuck, like Saudi Arabia, if you have weed on you.
Yeah, it's punishable, but you're not even allowed to smoke cigarettes.
I don't know, is it death or is it just like you get life in prison?
I think it's death.
I can't remember.
I think smoking weed is death, cigarettes is prison.
Okay, yeah.
I think.
That's some shit where, like, niggas really be tempting fate.
Or Dubai.
Yo,
yeah,
it was Dubai.
It was one of those places where like hoes go and take pictures in the desert on camel and then get pissed on by a prince. One of those places.
Speaking of Prince, did y'all watch the Lil Wayne Drink Champs?
Yes,
I didn't know that was a thing. I checked this shit like once a month.
Yeah, yo, he just did one yesterday.
I'm listening to that.
I'm gonna just tell you this one story that
go
he,
for
said.
It.
he said
that shit was hilarious.
He was in some Middle Eastern country or something like that, right? Uh-huh. And he was like leaving. He was going to the airport, and the lady said, you know, he had his bag full of like jewelry and stuff like that. And she says, I'm sorry, sir, if it's over 25K, you kind of like have to like check it or like do something else, some extra step.
Yeah.
And Wayne, being in his like own world, just thought she was saying, nah, you can't bring it. So he was like, all right, fuck it. I'm out of here. He goes on the jet. And then he gets one of his mans gets a call or something like that from His Excellency. Like that was like the guy, the top dude's title.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, His Excellency wants to talk to you for 5 minutes, blah, blah, blah. He's like very upset, this, that, and the third. And he was like, all right. He's like, y'all niggas better be dead ass if you like you want me to get off this plane. So he goes to the hotel room, and then like as he's coming down, he said all the employees and stuff like that were on like the tarmac or whatever. And they just had like this shook face, like in the, like just frozen, just like, oh, we fucked up. Everybody. And he said he gets to his hotel, and he's like, His Excellency comes in and like profusely like apologizes to Lil Wayne. He's like, yo, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. He was like, 25K, that's it? He was like, I gift you something 25K. And he gives him like a Frank Mueller. And he was like, yeah, that's definitely more than 25K. And then he said,
like, you so rich, you don't even understand money.
Yeah. Like, and then he said he was leaving, and then he go to Wayne, he goes, Lamborghini or Ferrari? And like Wayne thinks he's just like thinking, he's like, yo, off the cuff like question. It's like, yeah, yo, what do you prefer, son? And Lil Wayne's just like, you know, Lambo.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, I'll have it to you in 3 weeks. And he goes, Lambo truck. He was like, oh shit, yeah, the Lambo truck just came out. I want one of them.
The Urus.
Yeah. The hell yeah.
And then he was like, you'll have it in 3 weeks. And he said
At
your house. And he just got it to him maybe like 2-3 days ago because there was
beautiful thing.
There was some weird thing where it didn't come in black. So then the prince had it wrapped in black. Or his actually had it wrapped in black.
Listen.
And I'm like, the disgusting levels of wealth.
It's a beautiful thing being rich, man.
How
it
do you
really
get,
is, man.
That's what I'm saying.
We need
like,
to get there. Can we get there?
That's not clean money, yo.
Can we get there?
You got to do a lot of things with a Roomba before you get to that level of
wealth.
I'll
do it. There's like a level of wealth where you definitely hit it and you get to a certain point where you're just like, yeah, I just got to start doing foul shit in order to maintain this level of like excellence in my life.
I'm ready.
You got to find out.
Like, you really just got to start shitting on people beneath you to keep yourself.
Oh, I thought you meant literally.
I'm ready.
I was like, that's it?
Nah.
I'm ready to go.
Yo, fellas, let's get it, man.
Shit on command.
Yeah.
It's like, I may be a horrible person, but, like, I'd be perfectly fine with that shit.
For that level of wealth?
Yeah.
Marcel,
like,
great.
Depending on, like, how grimy you have to be towards, like, people beneath you.
If I can live, I can't even say that I want to live in my own, like, island anymore because them shits is getting hit with earthquakes, too.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't want to be on my own island. I'd be cool with just, like, still living in the States.
You gotta
having like a really nice
but that's
house.
That's where you have to really plan and look at the history of whatever island you're at. And
I'm not reading if it don't got pictures, James. Like, I don't
know. It has pictures.
All right,
of fault lines and all that.
That was a graph, you fucking liar. Just trying to trick
a
me.
A graph is a picture.
It's a picture of lines. I told y'all last week, you're not tricking me into learning. The fuck is wrong with y'all? Is the Ignite podcast is gonna stay that way?
This nigga's teachers used to be so mad,
so mad.
He'd be sitting there.
His parents.
This nigga just don't want to learn shit.
Imagine that parent-teacher conference.
I was actually salutatorian. And then graduated to college with like a 3.9.
It was just you and one other kid in the class.
Damn right. It's like what they say.
Had no one else to give it to.
Listen, I don't gotta outrun the bear. I just gotta outrun you.
Yeah, nigga, the other nigga outran you. The other nigga was the bear. You say, I don't have to outrun the bear. The bear's in front of you. I told you, nigga. That nigga way faster than I am. We're going downhill.
Son, the day I found out that bears could climb trees, yo, I was like, I'll never survive.
When I found out bears can climb trees, run fast, and swim, I'm like, yo.
Nigga, cause the old,
keep like, me away from bears,
please. When I was six,
please.
The only knowledge I had of bears was Little Bear and, wow. Like, and Franklin. That nigga can count by twos and tie his shoes. I don't know if you guys do that, but
he can.
Like,
wish I could see Marcel's face right now.
Yo, it was.
I want off this podcast. Nah,
so. We're never letting you off this podcast.
I want to have conversations with different niggas.
But nah, you know what this thing was fucked up with Little Bear? Everybody else's friends was just like regular name, like Owl and Duck and just like Badger. And the nigga was Little Bear. They didn't respect that nigga's size. It was like, nah, you not Bear, nigga. You Little Bear.
You know, but you don't want to see Big Bear. Big Bear come through. That Big Bear energy.
Big Bear was his daddy. He wore a tie. That nigga pussy. Yo, your daddy.
But
bear.
He had respect, though.
Man, I come through with the Bearstein Bears. Yo, them niggas fuck you up.
Well, who you got in a fight? That bear or the Charmin bear?
I might give it to the Charmin bear.
The Charmin bear?
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know, son. Charmin bear kind of soft.
He is kind of
like
soft.
That's their whole thing.
Right, but I know. Yeah, but I know. But I know.
The Coca-Cola bears. I got money on them.
Okay.
Those niggas. Okay. You say, yo, they got a bottle of cock. A bottle of coke.
Hey, man, you got a bottle of cock?
And a bottle of coke? They got a bottle of coke in their back pocket. Those niggas is doing some wild shit. And they're thinkers.
First of all.
Because they think of like some wild contraptions to get to the coke.
Listen, the Coca-Cola bears got to outrun climate change before they can fucking come over
Nigga,
here.
They have been. They still here.
Nah.
They still here and the polar ice caps aren't. Those niggas are survivors.
When's the last time you seen a Coca-Cola commercial with the Coca-Cola bears?
Last year.
Not a movie.
Literally a year ago.
Today?
Last Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, nigga.
They usually always show the movie theaters. Two.
That's not the real Coca-Cola because bears.
That's the Coca-Cola
bears. That's the Coca-Cola bears.
Nigga, it's the same Coca-Cola bears. There's only one Coca-Cola.
Not true.
That's a good
point. Nigga, what other Coca-Colas they got?
You ain't never.
What's it called? Because it's not called Coca-Cola, nigga.
Nah, they got the Coca-Cola with the cherry. They got Coca-Cola with
Nigga, that's not Coca-Cola.
Nah, them shits taste different. Coca-Cola Zero is different. Why is Coca-Cola Zero different than Diet Coca-Cola?
Because Diet Coca-Cola still has calories. Coke Zero doesn't have calories.
So why does... So you're telling me...
Hey,
calories
for everyone
burn?
Out there, all these shit's going to kill you. Continue.
So you telling me that the calories burn that much between the difference between Coca-Cola Zero and Diet Coca-Cola?
I don't know, yeah. Nigga.
Yeah.
If I'm drinking soda, I'm going to drink the full death.
I'm not.
Don't give me the
half-death.
Don't give
me half-death, quarter-death.
I can't remember the last time I
whole
drank soda.
Whole death. Hey. I had soda yesterday.
Not to say that...
At the movie theater.
Okay. Oh, what'd you go see? Did you see The Gentleman?
Nah, I saw... I forgot that I wanted to see that.
I watched it too.
I still haven't seen the trailer. Was it good?
Yeah. It's a Guy Ritchie film. It's good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell's in it and Matthew McConaughey.
It's very Ritchie.
Have you seen The Lobster?
Is that a movie?
Red Lobster? Yeah. It's a Colin Farrell movie. No. I think it's on Netflix. Okay. It's fucking hilarious. Watch it.
It's a comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's basically...
This is kind of like a low-key comedy, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just like from what I saw, it looks
funny.
Yeah,
it's great.
But the Colin Farrell shit is basically people go to like this retreat where they're there to find their soulmate. And you get matched up with someone. And if you can't make that relationship work,
they put by a lobster the time on you leave, dick.
They turn you into an animal.
And he turned into a lobster.
You have to choose which animal you want to be turned into.
And the nigga picked a lobster?
He picks a lobster.
Wow.
I would have picked a bear.
There's a whole joke about why he's picked. Like, the whole shit is jokes. There's one point where this other guy gets matched up with this girl that hurts herself whenever she gets stressed out. And he's just like, oh, yeah, I do that, too, because you have to be 100% compatible with whoever your partner is. So, like, everything has to be the same.
Nigga lying like fuck.
So he got upset, and Colin Farrell was just like, but you don't hurt yourself when this shit happens. You'll be fine. He was like, sure, I do. And he slams his head into a desk like it's nothing. And he comes back. He's like, see, just like that, I fucking died. At that moment, I laughed at that shit so hard.
It's a different kind of.
I gotta watch this shit.
That shit is mad funny.
It's called Lobster.
The Lobster.
The Lobster.
Yeah. Okay. If you just look up Lobster on Netflix, you'll be at it.
You all right, Chris?
Now the second week in a row, third week in a row where this nigga's dying on the podcast. Listen, I need him to go to the doctor.
The pen hit him. That's what happened.
It's the certain way I take the pen and hold it.
Yeah.
And anytime I sneeze.
He never learns.
Oh, I cough. The harder I cough, the higher I get. I don't know, man. It's great.
But nah, yesterday I saw Gretel and Hansel.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah, but the way the story is told, right? It's like
from her perspective.
Mainly just about her perspective. Yeah,
I'm a woman.
It's cool though.
I go through things.
Isn't it like a horror?
Yeah,
I'm a woman. I'm equally responsible for getting eaten by this witch than you are. What, you're gonna get picked first because you're a man? No.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I don't know where that came from.
Wow. You had to get that
I
out.
I got to fill in for Lou.
Oh, normally.
So I
normally, Chris is the quiet one while I'm saying some wild shit. Now I know what it's like to be you. I was like, I'm going to just take this back seat. When they cut this clip and say that we're problematic, I wasn't even here.
Keep that in.
Nigga not fucking up my political career prospects.
What? No, those are way
I won't vote for Marcel.
Nigga, you talked about doing shrooms several times.
Marcel 2023.
That's why they gonna vote for
That's
me.
That's not how the elections work, Jay.
Well, I'm just saying it right now. Vote for me 2023. Oh,
whatever's open.
Nigga, whatever. We already got the slogan. We in there.
Even if it's like
what's the slogan?
Vote for me 2023.
Even if it's like district assemblyman,
that's something.
District assemblyman,
something. Something. What does that nigga even do?
We're gonna vote.
Nobody knows.
Assemblymen? Do they just organize assembly?
Nah, they just collect money.
Nah, they're the ones that gotta put out all the metal chairs.
The assemblyman just has to assemble furniture for all the other niggas.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Yo, back in...
Is Marcy Chris's assemblyman?
Yeah, that nigga be putting my life together. Thank you.
Oh, man, that was actually kind
of
sweet.
That was very nice. Yeah. That was very nice.
Yeah, but then the dumbass went and... No, I'm sorry. No. What was I going to say? No, back when I was in like elementary school, that used to be like the lit job to do. Anytime there was an assembly and you had to go to the gym and help put out the gym.
Class a little early.
Yeah. Put out the gym. That and washing the chalkboard. Man.
Yo, son,
pray for that shit.
Nah, if you were the nigga that washed the chalkboard, the whole class thought you was a bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, not in my...
You know what? Well, nah, not in my school.
Did you go to the kind of...
You went to private school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, in public school, you can't do anything that looks like you're trying to like do extra in life without being a bitch.
Without being a bitch.
Like, I was in chess club. I was a bitch for that.
You know how to play chess?
I was in a club, yeah. I knew how to play chess at 7 years old.
I want to know.
I was nasty.
I want to know how to play chess just so I can get like that fucking Marvel versus DC like chess set shit with the glass pieces.
Ooh, yeah.
Those are fire.
That sounds fire.
I want that in my home.
I want one just to have it on the coffee table.
Me too. I don't really play it.
Have you ever seen the life-size chess on my phone?
Nah, I want to play chess. I want to play that kind of chess while drinking a glass of whiskey.
Ooh.
Come on, man. While talking about life.
Such a sassy bitch.
Hell yeah. Did he say sassy or classy? I'm both
sassy.
I'm a sassy classy bitch.
I don't feel
bitch.
Like that makes you a sassy bitch.
It does.
But I like it because James said it to you.
No, I'm a sassy bitch if I'm drinking a martini and gossiping.
Ah, yeah, uh-huh. Okay. While playing chess.
I've realized in my older age, I've become a sassy bitch when I go to bars. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or if it's just
juices
because
there.
I'm like super comfortable in my relationship and I just really don't give a fuck about anything anymore.
It's a little bit of
you,
both.
You start drinking your drink out the straw, is that it?
Oh, absolutely. If it comes with a straw, I'm sipping that shit through the straw. I don't even care if I can't find it right away. Yeah, I'm bobbing weed for the straw. I don't give a shit. That shit got mad fruits on the outside. Oh, it's colorful.
Yo, why
there's a little nigga in a boat on the drink. Yeah, nigga,
the
give
rim,
me that
the
shit.
Rim is sugar.
It's delicious.
Why are those little thin red straws so fucking slippery? God damn it.
It's because we too big to be drinking out them straws.
We used to drink it out of regular sized straws. That's and they give is. You some tiny baby straw. And they're like, find that shit, nigga. What? And it's dark.
One time, I thought it was a straw. But it was a stirrer. And I'm just like,
you're trying to drink the stirrer.
Nigga ate the stirrer.
Yeah.
Nigga's not supposed to leave the stirrer in. He's supposed to stir it, then give it to you.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be given to you properly stirred.
They need to toss them fucking biodegradable straws. You know, them paper straws.
Oh, the little paper, man.
Hey,
no, listen.
Them shits are
terrible.
I'm going
to keep it with you. I get really excited anytime I get a drink that has a biodegradable straw. Because now I'm like, oh, I'm in a business establishment that cares about the environment as much
nigga,
as I do.
Nigga, fuck the establishment. That straw's terrible.
When they have the metal straws, my nigga, I tip extra because niggas brought me metal straws.
That's gross.
But that's only because you drink Moscow Mules, though.
Yeah. Well, I've never been to a bar that has it, only restaurants. Oh. I don't feel like bars should have that. Like
Moscow
bars,
Mules?
Nah.
Metal
straws.
Why?
Just give me a regular fucking straw at a bar. Like, I need this place to be kind of like grungy, dirty, and not give
how
a shit.
Okay. How are you sassy and hard at the same time? I love it.
This is how I was developed.
Like, wait, so like
I
mean, he just...
I grew up in the hood, but I just wasn't like the hood nigga. So I got a little bit of both.
Nigga, are you, what's the name? Kenny, not Keith, but what's Nicki Minaj's husband's name?
Kenny, Petty.
Ken Petty?
I respect that nigga. They be violating that nigga on the internet.
That nigga's
so hard,
on a good ride.
I look at him like, he dresses poorly sometimes. It happens. But
he switched it.
He's with Nicki Minaj.
He switched it up.
It's cool.
But I'm rich as fuck. Why? Because my girlfriend rich as fuck.
Yeah.
What more do you need?
She wants ball piece 24/7.
All the time.
We was killing Safari for good reason. That nigga's easily killable. Like, look at how that man behaves.
You know what's funny? If
he's entertaining as shit.
If you peep, like, the dressing ain't the best at first, but then there's a... You know?
Nah. I've been watching this season of Love and Hip Hop. That nigga dresses
who, like, Safari? Crazy.
There was a point where he was on his way to his wedding and they're like, all right, now we're going to do the transition cut to Safari in traffic.
We are sassy bitches. We're talking about Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. Nah. But this one shot.
While he's sipping a latte.
Was so ridiculous. And it's pink. It's a pink latte.
Why is it pink?
It's the Valentine's Day latte. These niggas sold me on a dream. Like, this is the one time where I went in and I didn't tell them no whipped cream because I wanted all the extras. There was whipped cream on it. It had chocolate syrup and shit.
Cherry.
They didn't give me the whipped cream. There's no chocolate syrup. It's just red velvet pumps and fucking
red
milk.
Red velvet pumps?
Ooh.
That's a hard mixtape name.
Wow.
A Valentine's
Day. If I was Cardi, I'd be killing.
Or a porn move.
Red velvet pumps.
That's Brian Pumper's finisher.
Damn, you instantly made it whack by saying it was Brian Pumper.
We had to bring him back one time.
Yeah.
Nah. But yeah, this nigga Safari was on a motorcycle with like the little biker helmet. Ooh. Wearing a mink.
Yeah.
Wide open. And you could tell it was hot. And it just looked ridiculous. And I was like, this is why I watch this shit. Because this nigga's just entertaining to levels that I don't understand.
He is.
Red velvet pumps is when you hitting it from the back. But she has like a red velvet cupcake on her back and you gotta like stroke and make it not fall off. Or make it bounce back and forth between her cheeks.
Nah. Like that's like falling off.
It's like a circus.
It's falling off?
Either that or you hit missionary but you're holding her ankles in the air and there's a cupcake on each foot.
Wow. I like that.
And you're also eating the cupcake.
All off her foot.
I like that.
Oh, damn,
I like that.
I gotta go to the bakery after that. I'm hungry. Like, I'm hungry and horny.
Look like a bakery by the booty boy.
Nah, but yeah, man, shout out to Kenny. Yo, if my girlfriend made all the money in the world and all I had to do was be there when she gets home, go for it, man. If you know,
that's not a hard job to have.
It's not, yo, that's the goals. Like, I would be Listen, babe. Like, I would pick you up. I'll be your chauffeur. Whatever you need. Like, I'll, like, you get in. Like, you know, I'll have this the seat warmer on just to, like, you know, marinate the pussy just a little bit. You gotta slightly toast the pussy. That way, when you go home, you make it like a little toaster strudel.
You're just like, using the seat warmer is an option that you can only do with your girl. You can't use the seat warmer on, like, the random thought that you fucking that night.
Nah, you can't.
You don't want her pussy all hot in your car. Yeah, you don't know that bitch, bro. Fam,
now I can never get seat warmers because my girlfriend's going to be like, why you need seat warmers to heat them other bitches' pussy
up? No, just for you. You the only one in the car.
Yeah, but now you made it something else.
Nah.
Now I can't make my girl saying, a toaster strudel.
Right?
You got to going to think, oh.
It's, just so you poontang pie.
Is this a...
Wait, I just called, he said, I can't make my girl a toaster strudel.
Because now she's going to think, oh, this is like a six-pack. Nah, bitch.
So
this was a single. I bought a single. And she's like, where you get single toaster strudels at? Nigga, I don't know.
Listen, man. All I'm saying is, if you got your toaster strudel, just don't heat up your Pop-Tarts. That's it.
Ooh, I like that. That's bars right there. That's Mars right there.
That's Mars bars.
Mars bars.
Hashtag. Oh, my God.
Hashtag.
Oh, man, I'm putting your face on a candy bar in Photoshop when I get home.
Hey, man. Honorable mention Twitter and Instagram page is going to be nuts this week.
Woo. Hopefully.
There's going to be two posts. That's it.
I feel like this episode is so good that it's going to come out trashy. We can't use it.
Damn
only
it.
People are going to know about
Yo,
this.
Yo, I have a feeling
very
about that, too.
Entertaining. I have a feeling. I hope it's usable. All right, so I wanted to talk about the fact that I've been going to the gym this week.
Yeah,
so I've been going to the gym all week. I missed 2 days. I didn't go on.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, like I didn't go Monday just because that's the day I sleep in, and I didn't go Wednesday because I did some shit with my girl. But I went every other day.
Sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was a good enough exercise.
Cardio.
Mm-hmm.
But I went every day. Been working out. I was like, yo, I'm hitting the gym this week.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out the gym hit me really fucking hard. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
My triceps are so
on
sore.
Fire.
From the first day, my arms just been like, what the fuck?
You got to get back into CBD, cuz he...
Yo, where do you get your CBD from?
Let me see.
Get CBD oils?
I could get oils. I'm going to send you the good one.
I just need gummies.
I'm going to send you the good one.
All right.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to leave my home to get it. Like, I want to be able to like,
deliver
shit online and have it sent to me.
I got you. I'll deliver.
Yeah. I was like, or you can just...
Or if you go
you just
pick
send
the
me the
up.
Money and I'll go... It's on Hillside.
All right, cool.
How much is that?
Oh, if this shit's on Hillside, I could just...
This was $15?
Okay.
Yeah, this was $15. The only fucked up thing, though, is that I left it in my car for like 2 days because
so
I forgot about it. It's not cold, but it's probably going to burn weird. But yeah, you get back into CBD. That shit is beautiful. I like the flower personally. Just because I like smoking things.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, you do.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how you should take that.
I was like...
I don't know. Usually I do.
It sounded better in my head than it did out loud.
We're here now. I don't know what to do. But yeah, the other one is the creams. I do like the creams because...
I didn't even know that shit came in cream form.
Yeah, from the gym because...
Wait, so you rub it on yourself when you go to the gym?
No, after.
Interesting.
There's two ways that I usually do it. If I know I'm going to lift heavy that day, like
mm-hmm.
I do it mostly on leg days and back days. Where I'll lift, blah, 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 come home, shower, and then I'll rub it on my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have like the little fucking, the men have like the little waist belt.
Oh, okay.
Shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Not like. Not the shit that the girls have.
Yeah.
The what's it called? The waist trainer shit.
Yeah.
It's but more you like just a, have like a weight belt.
No, it's not a weight belt. It's foam. It's like a sweat pad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a sweat belt, right? So I'll put that on there and then I'll just chill in my room, like lay down on my back, and then just like play video games, read comics or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, like when the first day soreness hits, it's not as bad if nothing. Because like the more you work out, the more you lift heavy on that certain muscle group,
mm-hmm.
the more you'll get used to it and stuff like that. So you won't be as sore. That, and then I'll apply it again in the morning. And then second day soreness, I'll probably put it on like 3 times a day
mm-hmm.
and or 2 times a day, depending on the cream. And you'll just coast. Because without it, it's a tough time.
Mm.
Like I never
try that.
I don't do it on chest. Like I said, I only do it on legs and back. Nothing else. because those are the things. Those are the ones that make it hard to move.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other like soreness, I'm cool.
The soreness that I had, like, I actually appreciate the soreness because it's the one indicator that I have that, like, all right, this shit's doing something.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm just in there and I'm doing shit and, like, you don't see immediate results because mm-hmm. that's not how working out works. But, like, I need something that's just like, got yes, you're doing otherwise. A thing. It's going to pay off.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, the soreness helps with that. But I couldn't lift my arms over my head without it being very uncomfortable in my shoulders and triceps. And I was just like, yo, this is not okay. I have a job that's also physical.
It's not okay. That happened to me.
That shit wound up being fucking terrible the one day where, like, they were like, yo, we got to do 8 rails. So I'm dragging 39 feet of steel 8 times. And then I'm like, cool, I'm going to go do this fucking cardio and lift after. Probably should have just did a lighter workout that day, but yeah. I didn't.
CBD.
It's like, fuck it.
CBD makes you feel... CBD and pre-workout makes you feel like the world. But the natural energy pre-workout, not the shit that gives you like kidney beans.
I got to ask you about pre-workouts.
I got all of that.
I see some niggas doing pre-workout, and I'm just like, yo, I feel like you're just... Like on crack.
Yeah, you're
like I don't know what's going on there.
Son, the fuck.
I saw Ant tweet about it earlier, and that shit also was just like, yeah, this is how I feel about it. I don't know which one's the right one.
Yeah, I gave her absolutely no information just because I didn't want to. Like, it was a lot because she typed paragraphs, and then Sophia was typing paragraphs, and I was like, y'all got it. Figure it out. I'm not gonna help. But you're on your own, kid.
Sophia's a good person to chime in about gym shit.
That's why I didn't do it. I was like, yo, she's
like, all right, she got it.
Yeah. And you're a woman, do it.
That's
go,
true.
Go for it.
I don't know if it affects them differently.
Probably.
I'd assume
they're
so.
Smaller.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. They have boobies, maybe. I don't know. I just want to say boobies.
Thank you.
I'm really Thank high. You, Chris. Like, if you're high and you say the word, like,
it feels good.
Boobies.
All right, man.
Because you get this, the hum in the beginning listen, and the end.
This was the nigga in elementary boobies. School typing boobies on the calculator.
You goddamn Definitely. Right.
Who was it that? I was like, boobs. And then someone came to me and said, nah, but you can make it boobies. I was like, no. What?
Change that nigga whole life.
I can add 2 letters?
135, nigga. Flip that bitch upside down. Tell me what
she
say.
Has boobies. Multiple tits now. Let's go.
Yeah, who, chess class was wild.
What was that movie that had the girl with the 3 titties?
Oh, Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
You goddamn right.
I love that movie, and I'm really upset that the fake trailer for the sequel wasn't an actual trailer for a sequel.
Don't you hate when they get you?
Because that sequel looked ridiculous. That's a really slept on movie. Yeah, more people should watch it.
That and Shaolin Soccer.
I've never seen Shaolin Soccer, so and everyone tells me it's great. So
what is it on? Now,
TV.
It was on Netflix for a really long time, but
no one gave a fuck.
I went through my list the other day and it wasn't in there anymore.
Chris posted a nice little list of Netflix.
Yo, Netflix actually got fire shit coming.
They got shit coming. Yeah,
they got no choice.
I follow a lot of black shit, so they tell me anytime some black shit
Blackity
is coming.
Black?
I'm biggity black and I'm black, y'all.
Mm-hmm, I'm black, y'all.
Hey. I'm black, y'all.
Happy Black History Month, everybody.
Oh, word.
Happy Black History Month.
Yes. That's,
well,
that's
it's longer. Today,
because leap year,
yeah.
White people mad.
And you know who's gonna finally be able to celebrate their birthday this year? Ja Rule. Ja Rule's birthday's on.
What the fuck gives a fuck what Ja Rule thinks about a time like this?
That nigga's still trying to get you to let him do your taxes.
Yo, shout out Ja Rule, man.
Like the way you set up that festival, fam. I don't think you could do any taxes.
Chill.
The only nigga that came up off that festival is the nigga that was sucking dick for water. Like, he's the only one.
You got the Evian deal, which is the most horrible water.
All I'm saying is, look at what sucking dick can do for your life. What?
Hey, man, when you propose that, like, I got a lot of debt.
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow.
Yeah. I
didn't think it was going there.
You know what else $5 million could pay for? Therapy.
Yeah.
Yo, sucking dick for therapy.
And a new mouth. And a new mouth.
They gotta throw the whole mouth away.
That's what he's been doing. He ended up in this predicament. He just been throwing a mouth away. That mouth got no value.
Wow. Yo, don't appraise my mouth. Don't. I fuck your bitch better when it's tax time.
Hey.
Oh, man.
That's an underrated baby song.
Oh, man.
Tax time. So good.
Yo.
But speaking of movie reboots. Hey, bitch, shut up.
Now he's speaking of it, I guess.
Yeah. Did you know that they're doing the Transformers reboot, but they want to do Beast Wars?
Nigga, what? Yo, why does the world hate me?
But yo, it was crazy.
How
was,
did you do that?
As a child.
Sound like I'm directing it.
Yeah, it does.
James definitely gonna pick all the whack animals.
He's like, oh, you're gonna be a cat. Nigga.
you're gonna be a sloth.
An aardvark.
You're gonna make one nigga an armadillo, but that shit's gonna actually turn out to be lit.
Now, there was an armadillo.
You're gonna have some cool
there was
moments.
That. I had the whack one. My mom bought me the rat Beast Wars.
Yo, your mom don't like
she
you.
She don't like me at all.
She brought you the worst one.
Yeah, like the fuck. There was
I got the ant. But the ant was cool.
Internet was
in Beast Wars? She's still in Beast Wars.
But at the corner.
But nah, they had like some fucking red fire ant. And I remember I bought that. And it was cool. Because you turned him into like the regular nigga version. And he had little arms, but they was like, they could stab shit. Yeah.
Why didn't you just get the praying mantis?
Nigga got some functionality to him.
Functionality.
I like that.
Skyther.
Now I fuck with Beast Wars, but that's just gonna look bad.
It's gonna look hard. I can't.
Is this an actual thing?
I saw it this week on the internet, so it has to be true, right?
Yeah.
Internet never lied to me, is what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah. I really enjoyed the Power Ranger post that you sent of Fast 9.
Oh yeah,
because like that shit was just really funny to
that
me.
Shit was hilarious.
Like that's exactly what this shit looks like.
Did y'all niggas see that trailer?
No, but my girl told me that John Cena appears as Vin Diesel's brother, and yep. I was like, I don't watch this franchise, but you may have sold it to me. And then I also saw Vin Diesel catch a car.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
No. Upon seeing this nigga catch a car being flung at him somehow,
where
I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch this.
Where do you learn that skill?
He caught a car? Wait,
like, son,
if I could pull up this gif.
Son, it's this looks like this trailer looked like the worst piece of shit I've ever seen in my life.
Wait,
and I can't wait to watch it opening night.
Wait, when did they turn into superheroes?
I don't know. Not only that, Han is back.
Okay,
and it's like he no scar. The nigga blew up in a car. Not one facial scar on him at all. He actually got a haircut.
Sounds like
and
me.
I was like, why?
That's what? Me.
I mean, I watched Hobbs and Shaw because Idris Elba was a superhero.
Yeah.
So I'll watch this if niggas are catching flying cars.
Yeah, they got to put me in this movie, man.
Like, I feel like this is a movie I'm going to enjoy seeing John Cena in because he can't act. That's just going to add to whatever he does.
When the fuck did Ludacris learn Taekwondo?
He hasn't been doing anything else since whatever the last Fast movie was.
The nigga,
he don't rap.
He went from negotiating illegal street
to Taekwondo. Street,
to being the smartest tech nigga this side of the Mississippi. it just came
Have y'all
out.
Seen the other Fast movies?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah,
I haven't seen all of them.
I've missed I've the seen, majority. I've, I think yeah. I stopped at
this is the,
four or five.
This is the greatest bad franchise ever.
Yeah.
Because it's just so unexplainable how we got here, but I want more of it. I just want to see how more ridiculous they can get.
Now that I understand that's the selling point of the movies, I need to go back and watch them.
If 10 doesn't have Batista in it, I'm going to be so
Yo, we
upset.
Need Batista.
And Goldberg?
Oh.
Niggas really just need to embrace the fact that, like, this is just a ridiculous fucking franchise and just put all the big niggas in it.
Yeah.
Just I'm more with, big niggas.
It's like the car version
MMA of shorties.
Car version of Expendables.
Yeah.
Put all the big niggas in.
You know what's crazy?
That's how I got sold on the Expendables. They said, here's all your action hero niggas that you
I'll
like.
Take
and
them.
Terry Crews.
I'll take them.
And now I'm just like, I can't watch it because Terry Crews. The fact that there's a Jet Li movie I don't want to watch, that's crazy, Terry. You fucking up.
You fucking up.
You fucked it up. Now I can't watch the shit. Damn. Yeah,
that and good. There's a scene where Mickey Rourke gives like a heartfelt monologue and he's just got mad spit on his body. Every time I watch it, I've seen that movie twice.
Shiggy
both times,
it?
I just really focus in on the fact that he's got so much saliva built up on his
Shiggy, Shiggy wrote that part.
Yeah, they got
it was worse than, like, there was an actual droplet.
It was worse than Shiggy's.
Shiggy just be like, you could tell, like, yo, if he says a P right now, it's going to be
it's
bad.
It's just coming at you like 4D.
Yeah, I'm on board for Fast 9 for sure.
I'll watch it.
That's definitely going to be a movie that I'm going to go see for some reason.
for all of the reasons. It's just great. It was crazy because they have so many big people in that movie, but all the women they showcase during like that fake car scene, and they just show you like upskirt shots, they're like skinny as shit. They're all built like Tila Tequila. Tila Tequila was in the fucking second one.
Yeah, she was Suki.
Yeah. She was Suki.
I remember really enjoying the first three. And then not too long ago, like a couple years ago, I saw a quick cut of just like all the times they say bro in the second one. And
family.
Family. I'm never watching that ever again.
It's crazy.
It really just like,
yo, I haven't
let
seen
me know. Like 12-year-old me appreciates bad
dialogue. You know what's fucked up about Vin Diesel's character? He's always talking about family. But you only seem to talk to these niggas when some shit is going on. That's the only time you call these niggas to, like, link. Like, yo, yeah. I thought we were having a barbecue, and now I got to figure out I got to fucking shoot your wife across, like, the Arctic Ocean in a submarine. Like, well, how did we get here? When did I learn how to use a submarine, a jet ski? And you guys are from California. Like, damn near, like the barrio and shit like that, because he started off Puerto Rican and now he's just like Italian. Because
is he?
He's always wearing the guinea tee with the silver cross. That sounds like an Italian to me.
I mean, isn't he Italian in real life?
I think he's both. I think he's Italian and Puerto Rican.
Okay.
No, he's black and white.
Oh yeah.
No,
yeah.
He's ambiguous. No, he's Logic. No, he's Vin Diesel. No,
hey,
he's
The Rock. Vin Diesel's better than Logic.
Vin Diesel's a
Vin Diesel. So now I gotta enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know what Vin Diesel is.
Chronicles of Riddick.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. He is.
Toretto has to be. Toretto. See, Toretto sounds like it could be a Puerto Rican name or the last name of Italian.
Toretto P. Henson? Well, what's the character supposed to be?
I don't know.
Because isn't his sister like Spanish or some shit?
Mia. But then she got more and more white as the series has gone on. Michelle Rodriguez plays his.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, she came back to life and had amnesia, but then remembered.
Oh, which one?
You're right, Chris.
Six.
Yeah, I'm going to watch six. I'll watch anything with Michelle Rodriguez in it.
It says he's of ambiguous ethnicity.
See? Fucking Google don't know. If the internet don't know, that's... I'm just at a loss for words.
Yeah, that's how he planned on getting
rolled. Shout out Mark Sinclair.
Who?
Vin Diesel, that's his real name.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel's not his real name?
No.
Nigga. Chris,
huh?
Nigga,
what?
Come on, son.
And you know Jamie Foxx is not Jamie Foxx.
I know that.
Okay, all right.
That's Eric Bishop. Yeah, yeah. See, I'll be knowing that.
All right. I'm just checking the temperature to see where you are.
Yeah, but Vin Diesel, I feel like I've been lied to.
You have been.
Yes.
Nigga, his race is racially ambiguous. That nigga lying.
Wow. What does his passport say then?
Ambiguous.
Ambiguous.
His passport just
TSA like, nigga, you a frog?
His entire passport, just everything is filled in Fast and Furious.
Yo,
who are you, Fast and Furious? It's like, oh, I know you. You're Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Oh, and in like parentheses, group.
Yeah. Yo, the nigga also got back in shape. Remember how he was saying only gets back in shape for Fast Food? Yeah.
I don't blame him.
He fucking did it, yo.
Listen.
Yeah, nigga, like, he wants to put me in a movie next to The Rock. I gotta have at least,
listen,
like,
he wants to be
some sort of vascularity.
He wants to be, when he's not filming, doing rigorous training on sets, he wants to let the dad bod.
Five and eight, he was tubby. You saw it in five, and then it got the worst in eight. And
that
now
shit,
he's back.
That shit makes me wonder. Like,
now he's back to like four.
What effect does that have on your body? Because you're definitely rubber banding from like being super buff to just like being flabby
but
to being buff again.
You know why I think he's like Puerto Rican? Because Puerto Ricans are like that, where they only get like the beer bellies and shit like that. Mm. But like 3 weeks in the gym and the shit just snaps back.
Yeah.
They have like the solid fat stomach. That's what he doesn't have blubber.
That's like niggas that do ab workouts but don't do anything to lose weight. So you got ab muscles, but there's fat sitting on top of it.
Why'd you just
like,
look me in the face and say that? Why would you just bring that
you
up?
I want to look you in your eye.
Why would you just go into my thoughts like that?
Because I've been looking at both of y'all niggas in the eyes while talking. That's how you talk to people.
Yeah. But you didn't have to say what you said when you said it.
Oh, man.
I want to go home. This has been episode 82.
Y'all's
Bloodshot?
Nah.
That movie looks bad, but I feel like I'm going to watch it because it looks bad.
That's a Tuesday movie for sure.
Son, you got to get the AMC shit, bro.
I have to get
He's never going to get it.
Anytime and just watch horrible shit. Doesn't matter.
It's $20 a month, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But fucking, what's it called?
Okay.
It's crazy. This is the first time in a very long time. Birds of Prey. This is. I went to go buy my ticket.
Oh, I gotta buy tickets for that.
You have,
and the soundtrack is interesting, by the way.
I went to buy my ticket, right?
Yeah, but a movie thing right now is just make a cool soundtrack to sell the movie.
Yeah,
like I don't like it.
I see what they did there.
So I went to go buy my ticket, mm-hmm. bought my ticket, asked my girlfriend if she wanted to see it because this didn't seem like her speed, and she was like, kinda. So then I had to return my ticket and then get that money back. Lost the convenience fee, by the way.
Damn it, $3.50, right?
Yeah, that shit was like $3.58 or some shit like that. Lost the convenience fee.
Damn it.
And now I have to, I went back to buy a ticket, but I don't know her work schedule yet. There's mad seats open.
She got a new job or her schedule just changed?
No, it just changes week to week.
Okay. I hate that convenience fee, by the way.
Yo, you have to change it to the
it's not that convenient.
It's inconvenient.
They're saying because it's convenient for them. Is that why they named it?
I have to pay you to make
for shit to be convenient for
you?
Like, right. Nigga, you're getting the money.
You're getting a lot of money.
That's convenient.
They even got more money because it's like, what are you going to do about it? Like,
nigga. And then they call you nigga too.
Fandango never called me a nigga.
I'm just telling you what Fandango said.
I'm going to start going to Fandango.
Don't do that.
Fan. Mm-mm. Oh no, that's fan. No,
don't go there.
Only Fandango, strippers, and a movie.
Because when those nasty seats, you're gonna have to quarantine them shits.
Yeah, it's gross.
No,
but yeah, there's mad seats open for that one. I was like, yo, nobody wants to see this shit.
Nah, I was reading some shit where people were saying they don't understand the marketing for this because it's being marketed as like a super like girl powery movie,
yeah,
made by niggas, and so like women that would be on board for a film that is like very much just promoting feminism and shit like that. They're just like, yeah, but it's not that. And then you're not really marketing it towards dudes.
Because we don't want to see. Because
you're just like, yo, it's super girl power. Although, like, that's not really. For a regular human being that's not a piece of shit, that's not a problem.
For the mass dude bro community
and
stuff like that, that is what they will say, yes. I have absolutely no problem with it. I love that shit. I read that shit weekly.
I'm on record saying,
yeah,
Wonder Woman's amazing.
Yeah,
I love that shit.
That's like
until homie popped up with the mustache. That shit really bothered me. He was not threatening at all, and that's the big bad.
He looked itchy.
The big bad got a dad mustache.
You said look itchy.
Nah, he came through with the Yosemite Sam joint.
Nigga gets buff and goes into God form. He still has the fucking mustache. And I'm like, yo, come on, son.
Nigga called me a varmint. I'm like, what? Call me a varmint, bitch ass nigga. I'll fuck you up.
That and
Aries, nigga. Your name is Aries.
The DC fuck you. Fight scenes.
You're not
then.
Even Aries Spears. That's the only Aries I respect, nigga. From Mad TV, yo, he was the first nigga that could nail the Jay-Z voice.
Nah, that's a fact.
Yeah,
that's
a fact. But then I was like, what else you got?
That's it.
He just did the Jay-Z laugh, and I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna stop your bag.
Who else did he have?
I don't remember. James,
what did I just say?
I'm thinking. We stopped caring about
Tracy Morgan too.
Yeah, we stopped caring about Aries Spears when Jay Farrow came along. And then I was like,
because he could do the Jay-Z voice
and
the Eddie Murphy voice and the Tracy Morgan voice and the Chris Rock voice Chris Tucker voice.
And he wasn't homophobic.
Not that funny.
Who? Jay Farrow?
Yeah. When he's not doing voices?
Yeah.
Nah, he nails Stewie.
Yeah, he got Stewie, yeah.
Chris.
Huh?
When he's not doing voices. Yeah, all right.
So?
It's cool if that's
bad. That's his thing.
Yeah.
Same thing with Jeff Dunham. Jeff Dunham is not funny with them ventriloquist dummies. Because he's a comedic ventriloquist. That's his shtick.
Yeah.
I'm funny with impressions.
That's just really limiting.
Not really. White Famous was good. I like that show. Showtime. I think it got one season. But it was good. I liked it. I would have watched the second one.
I'm trying to remember what we were talking about. How we got here so I can circle back.
The Birds of Prey. Why is it doing bad?
Yeah.
Marketing.
So I just feel like, I don't know. I read a lot of people talking about the marketing, and I can see where they're coming from. But for me, it's a comic movie I was already sold. And even if I wasn't in the comics, ain't shit else coming out around that time. So I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. That's my thing is, the only thing that upsets me is that Harley Quinn. I don't like that Harley Quinn. I'm on record of saying I'm not a fan of that Harley Quinn.
Yeah. For the most part, I don't like Harley and how she's represented ever since they made her a comedy character. Like, animated Harley, with original Harley, I enjoyed. I liked her up until Deadpool popped.
Yeah, but then
And then they
were like,
oh, we can make her Deadpool. And then I was just like, all right.
They wanted to get... Because that version of Harley was an independent. She was
dependent. That costume, though.
That costume is fire. The animated...
Yeah.
The Jester costume.
I kind of like it, but then you see like other Harley costumes. I'm just like, nah, I'd go with that though.
Nah.
Like from the Injustice games.
Okay.
I like that costume. The Arkham joint.
So would you rather have the Harley that's in the animated show that you watch now?
No. That
Harley can't have a show on her own.
What do you mean?
The animated Harley. I mean, like, she can't hold a movie by herself as, like, the main thing.
Yes, she can. You just put that movie in live action and you make it less wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Well, animated Harley's whole thing was that it was her and Joker.
Uh-huh.
Like, that version of Harley can't really exist without Joker. Mm. So, like, yeah, I guess you would have to use the newer version of Harley because they made her more independent, like you said.
Right. Yeah. But
what do you think the box office numbers looking like?
I just wanted to do better than Charlie's Angels.
It will.
It's not that hard to
guaranteed. I have a feeling it's going to do pretty well, especially since, like I said, there's nothing else coming out. Like, the only other thing coming out that week, I think, is The Lodge.
That's this Friday. But then it's going to lose when Sonic, The Photograph, Invisible Man.
That's the second week.
Sonic got no choice but to do well.
There's four or five movies on coming out Valentine's
Day. Is The Lodge a horror movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Lodge isn't going to beat out Birds of Prey. But I definitely bought tickets to see The Lodge before I bought tickets to see Birds of Prey.
I'm definitely going to watch Birds of Prey. Yeah. Now I'm just more... I think I'm just going to watch it on Tuesday because I'm not that hype about spoilers. That's the only reason I really go watch movies Thursday night, because the ones that I like, because I don't want spoilers over the weekend. But yeah, that one I could wait till Tuesday. I have no problem with any iteration of that. They said that they're making like Black Mask and Zsasz like a gay couple, and people were like upset about that.
Nigga, why?
Why not? That's my
thing. You can, but I'm just like, why?
That makes me curious.
That's one of those things where I feel like you're forcing that shit in there for no reason.
That's what people were saying.
Like,
and
why?
But my thing is like, sure, whatever. Because I love Black Mask. Don't give a fuck about Zsasz, so sure.
Zsasz is cool. Black Mass is cool. But they're already established characters.
But if we're making...
So you can't just make new gay niggas?
No. Oh, I see
new gay niggas.
No, because we want to make these niggas gay.
It's like when you're reading a comic and suddenly this character you've been reading about for years that's been this one way, new writer comes in and is like, oh, they're gay now. It's like...
They did that.
Iceman's entire history is him just being like a straight dude, and now, oh no, I'm suddenly.
That was a beautiful wedding. Fuck you.
That's cool and everything. Shit's still forced.
They did that with Aqualad too. Still like it. Like, it doesn't really matter to me, because that just goes back to me where it's like, yo, bro, I've been reading comics over 10 years. I've seen everything. I've learned everything. You're just doing the same thing. Switch it up a little bit. Who cares? If you don't like it, we're just going to reboot the universe in 4 or 5 years anyway. Put the shit back. Whatever.
I mean, if it's Marvel, you reboot the universe every year.
Yeah. So
and like, that's why I'm just like, yo, I'm not that invested in
I'm
your
not,
comics.
I'm
Y'all
not
change
married
shit
to
every
anything.
Month.
So, but like, the way I think it, even the Harley Quinn show, I love the Harley Quinn show. That's not the amount of shit that they change, they make like stereotypical, like what's it called? The Penguin is like a short, chubby, like Jewish dude.
Oh, wow.
And like stereotypical Jewish dude. And it was a whole episode about his son's bar mitzvah.
That's funny.
Bane just does a comical version of Tom Hardy's voice and wants to blow everything up. Like, that's his thing.
Yeah.
Because of what... It's just... Everything is just an ongoing joke, caricature of the characters we know. It's not comic book close. It tickles it. But because it's fucking Warner Brothers and they did it, we can't really say much. And it works. It's great. It's funny. Mm-hmm. So in this instance, if whatever movie this... Under the umbrella of female powerism, inclusion, and all that stuff, if that's the audience we're drawing in and we're giving them something they may know and putting a certain twist of who they are on it, go for it. Yeah. I want to see if this shit works. Fucking Black Mask, the hard-ass dude, is in a gay relationship with this fucking serial killer who makes a new mark on his body for every person that he kills.
Good.
How does that gay relationship work? I want to see it. Thank you. You're showing me something I didn't even think of. Do it.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Right. Go for it. Whatever y'all niggas want to do, do it. Just make it make sense. You can force it and be like, hey, but if you force it in a way and it's like, oh, I can see that fucking happening on Earth 32. That's the thing about these motherfucking comic books. Everybody thinks there's one Earth. There's thousands
what about
of Earth
69?
Earths.
Even without there being thousands. Even without that, just like, it's its own separate thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be like the comic. This is, you know, this writer, or this like these right. people's interpretation of
fucking
that.
Do it. Just make it
But still, just
cool.
like, why? Make it make sense to me, and I'm just going to be like, all right, that's why. That's
Yo,
cool.
if Marvel let me control the reins
I would never
for one day,
horrible.
For one day. Just one day.
I would kill you.
What was your first decision, James?
My
first change you're making.
No more lock doors.
The first change I'm making. Damn, that's a tough one.
Nigga, you just proposed this and you don't have an idea of what you would do.
I'm making the Hulk red.
They already did that.
Damn. This has been episode.
That's already a thing.
Thunderbolt right. Ross.
Gold.
Why?
Is that
Shiny
thing?
Hulk?
Yeah, Shiny
Wait,
Hulk.
Wait, now I want Shiny Hulk.
That's just John Cena.
Exactly. Nigga just goes in, he's fighting things, and then he gets distracted. He's like, oh, Hulk's shiny. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. He's just like a wild narcissist that
You're
goes
welcome.
To the gym a lot.
You're welcome.
He sees a mirror, and he's just like, oh, my only weakness, my own shiny reflection.
He's just dripping in wet platinum.
Look at my decision.
He does like Russian, Turkish oil wrestling moves. He's just like,
yes.
Body oil.
Yeah, but
himself.
Marcel mainly came up with, you threw it out there.
I want to make my own hero that does this shit. I hate this nigga.
I didn't even think of it. It was him.
He's great. I'm here.
I did it.
He's gym man.
That's it.
His only thing. He goes to the gym.
Gym man.
His base of operations Gym is man. The Planet Fitness in Astoria.
Wow.
But like the towel room.
in the black card spa.
Yeah.
Because I go to Planet Fitness, I got the black card. And like, oh, yeah, and the black card spa is over there. I was like, thank you for telling me the area I need to avoid. I'm never going in there. That's nasty.
Gym man. They call him Lunkhead. That's his name.
His villain would be the nigga at my gym that sweats profusely on the bicycle.
Yo, son, why'd you look at me and say that again?
No. I was looking at James. Yeah,
what would his name be? Profuso.
Yeah, I'll run with that. Fuck it.
Lewis's cousin?
That nigga dead ass left like a puddle around that bike. And
that's
just
disgusting.
Sweat. I'm like, yo, that's nasty.
The pre-workout
he hose down the fucking thing with the spray bottle.
Throw it out.
Do y'all spray the machine or do you spray the towel?
The machine.
Just walk away.
I spray the machine.
I sprayed the towel, and then I started spraying the machine because I felt like it wasn't enough spray.
I spray the machine because I'm like, I need this to hit that shit directly.
Yeah.
And then I wipe it down, then I spray it again.
That's why half the machines say fucking out of service. This nigga's just dumping mad liquid on these electrodes.
There was one nigga that like drowned the machine in the spray, and I was that's not really that necessary.
Nah. See, my gym is big enough where it's like, if I see a sweaty nigga get off a certain machine, I'm going to just go to the one next to it. And I wear
this
layers.
This too. Everyone just cleans it.
Yeah, I wear layers. So
yeah, but
I
don't want that shit on my.
Yo, the gym is disgusting no matter what. Yeah. And it's on the clothes you're going to have to
No, it's trying
wash
to get
anyway.
It as least disgusting as possible.
Nah, son. There's a fucking. At my gym right now, just because they renovated, there's a fucking sign that by the sauna that says you can't wear no shoes in the sauna. And I'm like, fuck you. I know y'all don't wash. I'm not going barefoot into the sauna. Son, you know how much fungi and shit like that is just from people coming out, nasty people coming out the showers and walking right. How much mildew and shit like that? I'm not going barefoot or even
the
in my socks.
Like, water shoes. Or
I'm not doing that.
Chris with water shoes.
I'm not doing that. I'm gonna be butt ass with water shoes on.
Yeah. Wait, you go butt ass in the sauna?
I mean, I got the towel.
Oh, okay. I used to fuck with water shoes because
water shoes are great.
Like you go into a pool,
great.
That walk from wherever the fuck you were sitting to the pool barefoot,
bro,
man, fuck that.
Anytime I'm going like to somewhere where it's water, I have water shoes.
Yeah,
water shoes park, are great. Beach,
Green Acres Mall, James being the fountain.
Water park, water shoes. Necessity.
Yo, and the thing is, you know, the only thing with going with water shoes to a water park is that you got to have like a good one and not the cheap one with like no arch support or whatever for your foot. Because I had bought some quick ones. Like I actually want to get the Speedo ones. They're like I think like $40-$50.
I can't relate. I don't have an arch.
If you get the, I don't either. But
oh,
like
you're talking about on your foot, I'm like, pardon?
But like when you're walking on the surface that they have, that shit hurts your foot.
Mm. Yeah, because like, you're just like you're basically barefoot stomping on gravel.
Yeah, basically.
Why don't they just like make the fucking ground a smoother like
there's gonna be mad slippery
type
dog.
Of pavement?
Jeez.
All right.
Slippery as
that
now.
There's something they can do about that.
That shit hurts. Hey. But at the same time, it does stop me from busting my ass every 2 feet.
You need some
feet.
Type of traction.
I'll take the painful walk over the painful fall.
It's just gonna be a bunch of niggas walking like Frozone.
Oh.
Yeah,
like, I would also sign up to watch that.
Watch that or not do it.
I'm not participating, nigga. Right. I'm gonna die.
Yo, fucking speaking of slippery things.
Whoa, go wherever you're going quickly.
Nah, fuck that. I'm gonna take my time. I was on YouTube and I was watching old Jesus and Mirror clips and that game in Japan where everyone's in like a different color suit and they have to run up the oily tarmac in like latex suits. That shit is amazing. I want that in America. That also, I got super high yesterday. Did you see the video I retweeted of the marbles?
Nah.
Nigga.
What?
So, yo, there's this video on Twitter, right? This dude was on the beach and built like this long twist turvy maze in the sand and went to the top of the hill and let a bunch of marbles go and different color marbles. And he did like live like sports commentary.
Nigga.
Like a race.
I don't smoke weed. That nigga has a YouTube channel that's just that. He's got the Marble Olympics. It's one of the most amazing things
on YouTube. It's probably from that. Love that.
Yeah. I love that dude. I watched that shit for like a week straight. Yeah. Just because like his commentary was really engaging. I was telling my girl about this and she looked at me like, oh, I'm not fucking you this week.
Like, I understand.
I understand. I get it.
But I got all these videos I can watch now, now that I got all this free time.
Which is really interesting. Yeah. Because like he's got like teams set up and like the commentary is cool. He sets up these fucking really elaborate tracks and events for him. Like, so much thought goes into his fucking videos about marbles. He must have a lot of marbles. For a nigga that has videos about marbles, yes.
Oh,
not like
it's not like hundreds of millions.
It's not like getting the amount of views a Doja Cat video will get.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's a nigga with marbles. Half those Doja Cat views of me. That's very
attractive. All right, you guys want to get into the Would You Rather?
Ooh, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm ready.
So, I'm ready. So, in lieu of Black History Month.
In lieu.
This. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. In lieu of Black History Month, this week's Would You Rather is, would you rather drink a cup of hippo spit or get slapped by everyone who's called you the N-word with a hard R in secret?
How hard are they slapping you?
Hey, man, it could range. We don't know.
Shit. I can hit them back?
No.
Oh, fuck. Hippo spit is disgusting,
yeah,
bro. I'll take the slaps.
Yeah. Imagine where you've been in life and how many... But the thing is, those people are going to be face-to-face with you. You're going to be like, yo, you? You did that? What? Like... Yo, I thought we was better than that, man.
I'll take the slaps.
Who's my accountant?
I'm gonna get really sick from the hippo spit.
Yeah.
How is it a large cup? Is it like a mug?
Tell me it's a mug.
It's a homebody hippo.
Just tell me it's a mug.
It's a cup. It's a red solo cup. Filled to the tip.
I think I'm gonna have to take the solo cup.
Yeah.
Because I've been to Tennessee and
and they Midwest, serve hippo spit
a lot. Nah, oh. Nigga, I encountered a lot of white people that were most likely racist.
Okay,
yeah, dog.
I'll go to Kansas often.
Yeah,
I'm probably getting a lot of slaps.
Yeah,
damn,
that's you're gonna have to take a break. The slaps.
Like after a while, it's just gonna be like, yo, can we like do like five a day?
Yeah,
because if it's everyone just standing in a line, I'm gonna die.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
You're gonna be a Two-Face. You're gonna be Foo Face.
Foo Face.
Yeah, give me that hippo spit, bro.
Yeah. I'm taking the slaps.
I'll take the slaps.
But slap me on the like the left side.
Pain. Me and Pain are best friends.
That's a valid statement. And yeah, with that being said,
you should definitely take the slaps. Yeah.
You could take it. You took fire to your body. You could take some slaps.
I took
a
car to the body too.
Listen, you took a body to the body.
I took
the baboon by the booty to the body.
You're damn right.
And with that being said. It's episode 82 of the Honorable Mitchell 82, Podcast.
82. 8.
Always, you can find me on Homeboard.
Homeboard?
Whoops. Homebodymerch.com.
That was the guy and he's coming out.
Stop. And then you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, @DuckJordan_. Yeah, man, that's all I got for this week. Go to homebodymerch.com. Get your homebody hoodie.
Log on. Get your watches. Get your mugs.
Yeah, all that good shit.
Your jock straps.
All of that.
Your mankinis.
All of that, dog. All of that. Stay strapped out here, cuz.
He sells homebody drums also.
Uh-huh. Homebody red velvet cupcakes.
For guns?
Yeah.
So
Draco.
You talking about
a drum set.
100 rounder.
The homebody drum set would be kind of cool.
It would be.
But like the homebody drum, also cool until you start shooting niggas. Yeah. And then Chris is like, I gotta explain.
Homebody gun's the worst gun to have because that shit's in the crib when you're in the pickle, man.
Wow.
The gun stay home, but you go out.
The gun stay home. You reach in the back seat. You're like, no!
I knew it was at home.
It's like a Borderlands gun. Like in Borderlands, all the guns have a special thing. Yeah. That one is like, no matter where you take it, it's going back home.
Damn, it just does the Irish goodbye. Leaves.
That shit does the reverse of Mjolnir.
That's fucked. You pull the trigger, it just it teleports. Like, what?
Yo, you pull your gun
out, it goes back home.
It goes back home. Wow.
Damn. There was one gun in Borderlands that just screams insults at you nonstop.
Bitch! Never playing that game. It's horrible for my self-esteem.
It's one of my favorite guns ever. There was another one that just screamed. And it made you walk slow.
What the fuck? Yeah, because you're confused. Like, nigga, why are you hollering?
You just walk slow, you pull the trigger, it shoots, and it just screams the whole time. Nigga, it's the most annoying gun ever.
Inside voice, nigga. The fuck? James, where could a good people find you?
You can find me at J-U-S-T underscore Jivimus. That's J-V-M-E-S.
Huh? Lou, where could the good people find you this week?
You can find me at Louis the Designer. That's L-U-I-S, the best way to spell Louis Designer. He threw me off.
He was you and you were Lou.
Yeah, exactly.
You can find me.
Nigga,
everywhere.
I didn't ask.
Nigga! You took too long. Fuck.
I was laughing. Trying to build up anticipation and shit, cuz. All right, go ahead.
You can find me everywhere at DRUM underscore FU.
Man.
Keep a lookout on both mine and Capital
okay.
OD social media. Because on February 19th, we'll be releasing our first single of the year.
Woo!
First
of
too many, what's but yeah.
What's the call?
You said the first.
We haven't announced
two,
any of that yet.
Did you say
so? You gotta stay tuned.
Did you say the first of too many?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like
he
that
tweeted
energy.
The other day. We already got 20 singles ready to
it's like,
go.
Why would you tell like, him that?
Why do we have so many songs? We released an album like in the like near the end of the year.
Let's
last
do
year.
It. Like let's do
it. Like what you October?
Yeah,
I'm downloading everything.
All right, and Lou, you know what to do.
Yeah. Edit like that thing. Otherwise, yeah. It's going to be in it. People won't hear it.
That way. Which way?
That way. That
Dunkirk 4-way.
Woo. Boop.